feel? How's your thinking? If it's high, high voltage power, they've got fences around it. They've got warning signs around it.
Right. Yeah.
If it's a gas line, they've got warning tape for it.
Right.
If it's something dangerous in the world we live, people understand that there's got to be a warning.
Right.
Yeah. Amen. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 16, verse 19. I want to preach a warning this morning. Luke chapter 16, verses 19 to 31. There was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus which was laid at his gate full of sores, and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came to lick his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments, and seeing Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me.
Have mercy on me.
And send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water.
Uh-huh.
And cool my tongue.
Cool my tongue.
For I am tormented in this flame.
Yes, sir. Amen.
But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivedst thy good things.
Mm-hmm.
And likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted. And thou art tormented.
Thou art tormented.
And beside all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed. So that they which would pass from hence to you cannot. Neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. Then he said, I pray thee, therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house.
Oh, yes.
For I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them,
mm-hmm.
lest they also come into this place of torment. Mm-hmm. Abraham saith unto him, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. And he said, Nay, Father Abraham, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent.
Mm.
And he said unto him, If they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rose from the dead.
Right.
I've worked with the gas company for quite a bit, the natural gas company. When you're out there and you're doing a presentation to the public, you take things very seriously. They've had houses explode because of natural gas, you know. It's a dangerous thing.
Yeah.
And presentations on power, how dangerous power is.
Uh-huh.
The presenter is very serious. And there's nothing more serious than the danger of hell.
Right.
And I'm not going to take this light.
Yeah.
I want to preach hell so hot, nobody in this building would ever go there.
Oh, yeah.
And because you lay your Bibles down, let's raise our hands and ask God to help us.
Oh,
I love you, Jesus. I worship you. Oh, God, you're so mighty. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, God, that none of us would ever go to hell. Almighty God, that none of us would perish. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Jesus' name, we can all be
seated. Jesus' name, Jesus' name. Oh, mighty God.
Go to Psalm chapter 9, verse 17. Psalms 9, 17. Who's going to go to hell? Psalm 9, 17. The wicked shall be turned into hell.
Yeah.
And all the nations that forget God. Proverbs chapter 5. Proverbs 5, 5. It's talking about a strange woman's feet. Proverbs 5, 5. Her feet go down to death. Her steps take hold on hell. Proverbs 27, 20. Proverbs 27:20, hell and destruction are never full, so the eyes of men are never satisfied. Isaiah chapter 5, verse 14. We're going to preach here in a minute. We need to build some foundation. Isaiah 5, 14. Therefore, hell hath enlarged herself and opened her mouth. Everybody say, without measure.
Without measure.
But hell's got a mission this morning. And I fear sometimes as Christians living for God, sometimes we forget how dangerous hell is. Sometimes we forget with all the revival happening, it'd be so easy to slip up. And that moment that we slip up, that's the moment the trumpet sounds and God calls his people home. Now, I don't know about you, but I ain't planning on going to hell.
Right.
Amen. I've got nothing in me that wants to go to hell.
Right.
And we're going to preach this morning, and the title is, you've probably heard it, but someone in hell is praying for you. Someone in hell is praying
for
you.
That's good.
This rich man, amen, this ain't just a parable, because the Bible says there was a certain rich man. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus.
Right. Right.
When this rich man woke up, and he woke up in hell, the Bible says he woke up in hell and he saw Lazarus, and he was in Abraham's bosom.
Uh-huh.
And he said, Father Abraham, send Lazarus.
Yeah.
All I want. There's so many torments here. I just want him to put his finger in water and put it on the tip of my tongue. That's all I want. And Abraham said, we can't even come there. There is a great gulf fixed.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He says, well, if you can't come here, you send them to my dad's house. Because I've got five brethren that are still alive. They've still got hope. They're not in this place called hell yet. And I want you to go tell them, say, don't go where your brother went. He sent us. And he's crying from hell. Don't go.
Yeah.
I mean, every one of us in this house, we've got relatives or friends that are in hell.
Right. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to tell you, the cry of every single one of them
right.
is whatever it takes, Brother Joshua Menendez. On that Sunday morning in Sparks, Nevada, you preach to my family members. You tell them, don't go to hell. Amen. Who would want to go to hell? What's in hell that's worth losing heaven over? Amen. What's in hell that's so enticing to people? Why? Why does hell enlarge herself?
Yeah.
The Bible talks about two ways, the straight and narrow.
Mm-hmm.
And it leads to life if few there be that find it.
Right.
But why is the gate to destruction? And many there be that go in their hand. And I know we ain't going to change the Bible. And I know there's going to be a lot of people that go to hell. But I'm going to do my best this morning. I don't want anybody in this building.
Right.
Anybody under the sound of my voice this morning.
Right.
To spend eternity in hell.
Right.
Besides the heat, besides the flames. I think one of the most devastating things about hell is it's a bottomless pit.
Right.
I'm thankful for rock bottom. I'm thankful when things don't go my way and I hit rock bottom. There's always something that says you need to pray.
Yeah.
You need to get a hold of God.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
But hell is a bottomless pit. There's no bottom to it.
Uh-huh.
It's a free fall for eternity.
My God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 14, verse 9. We know that all of heaven rejoices over one sinner that repents. But Isaiah 14, 9 gives us some insight to hell and what hell thinks about when one soul is going to hell. Isaiah 14, verse 9. Hell from beneath is moved for thee, to meet thee at thy coming.
Oh God.
It stirreth up the dead for thee, even all the chief ones of the earth. It hath raised up from their thrones all the kings of the nations.
God, mercy.
And you think only heaven rejoices when one sinner repents? The Bible says all of hell moves.
Yeah, all of hell.
And especially if someone that's already been baptized in Jesus' name, they've already repented of their sins, they've already been full of the Holy Ghost. If those are the ones, hell makes a big announcement.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. Yep. That's right. That's right.
Amen.
God, mercy.
Man, I don't know. But it ain't in Scripture. I can just see the devil. Did you know so-and-so's coming? And all of his angels and all of his spirits. Really? The one that won all those souls?
Yep.
The one that, you remember when they used to pray in prayer meeting? We used to say, oh, that person's dangerous. The person that used to worship God and not care what anybody thinks? Yeah. They're on their way here.
Yeah.
Well, it's party time. It's party time. But if you were to see the people that made it to hell.
All right.
While all the spirits are happy that one of God's children is on their way to hell. The people that have actually made it. The souls in hell. You don't know what you're coming to. You don't know how long we've been here. You don't know how long and how hard the torments have been. What does the profit of man if he gain the whole world and lose his soul? Are you kidding me? You think money is worth more than escaping hell?
All right.
I want to make heaven my home. But let me tell you, another motivator is I don't want to go to hell.
That's right.
I don't want to burn in hell. Only fools go to hell.
Right.
If you hear what I'm saying, the Bible says it's not God's will that any should perish.
Right.
And if anybody goes to hell, it's because God's given you a chance and you've looked it right in the eye and said no.
Yes.
I've got relatives in hell. I know I've got relatives in hell. That's because we know that if you're not born of the water and the Spirit, you cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven.
Right.
I have cousins that have died preaching false doctrine. And I know this morning, if I could hear, but they'd be telling me this morning, they'd be saying, you preach that doctrine, preach the truth.
Amen.
Don't let any of our relatives come into this place called hell. Wages of sin is death. Well, you want to be lustful? Lust brings sin, and sin, when it's finished, it brings death. I just want to party. I just want to have fun, and when I get that feeling that God's almost back, I'm going to repent. There's some people in the Bible that thought the same thing. You know what they were doing? Noah, open the ark. Noah, you've been preaching about it. Noah, you told me my family could get on the ark. Noah's in the ark saying, I can't open the door. I can't open something God's closed.
Right.
No, come on. I've got a newborn baby. Don't you care about a newborn baby?
Oh.
Noah said, I want to open the ark. I want to open the ark.
Yeah.
But God shut the ark.
Right.
And I can't open it.
Yeah, right.
And I know there's dads in here that you care about your babies. And I know you give your life for your babies. But I know there's dads that day. I cried out, Noah, you know what? I don't care if I make it. But if you save my baby, if you just stick your head out that window, if you just try to reach my baby, and I'm going to give you my baby. I don't care if I don't make it. I just want my baby to live. You know what happened? The door was shut, and God said, I'm not opening it for anybody. And it's the same deal with hell. Either we die and we meet God in judgment day, or that trumpet sounds and we're still alive. And I'm telling you, there's nothing in this world worth going to hell over. There's no fame, there's no money, there's nobody. Young people, listen to what I'm saying. There's no good looking man, there's no good looking young woman, and there's nothing in this world worth going to hell over. And especially with God's blood and the way He shed it on Calvary, and with God's mercy and God's grace, there's no reason why anybody should go to hell. Amen. I don't know about you, but I ain't living for God and coming to church and trying to live for God with everything I've got. Amen. For God to say, I don't even know you. God, I tried. I did miracles with you. I did this, I did that. And God says, I don't even know you.
Oh, Jesus.
Give you a quick example here. It don't matter how much they downplay the dangerousness of electricity. Whether you play with it or not, it's dangerous. Whether they take the gates off of the electricity and take the science from around it, if you touch it, you're still going to be in trouble.
All right.
And whether people have downplayed the dangerousness of hell,
right,
and people have made fun of it, mm-hmm, and people say, I'm going to party there. Mm-hmm. Whether they make fun of it or not, hell's real and hell's dangerous.
Right.
Matthew chapter 5. A young married man. There's nothing in the world that I want more than to see my wife saved. I can't imagine having kids and having kids go to hell. I've got nieces and nephews that are really young. And I can't imagine one of them going to hell. And I know every dad and every man of the household feels the same way. Hell's real. And hell's dangerous. And hell ain't something to mess around. Matthew chapter 5, verse 29 through 30. This is how serious Jesus is about hell. And if thy right eye offend thee, pluck it out. He didn't say put a patch over it. He said, do you really want to make heaven home? If your right eye offends you, pluck it out. And cast it from thee. Don't even hold on to it.
Right.
For it is profitable for thee that one of thy members should perish, and not that thy whole body should be cast into hell.
Right.
Verse 30, if thy right hand offend thee.
Yeah.
He didn't say paralyze it.
Yeah.
He didn't say put it in a cast where you can't really use it.
Yeah.
So cut it off. And don't hold on to it. Cast it from thee. For it is profitable for thee,
yes,
that one of thy members should perish, and not that thy whole body should be cast into hell. Whether it's body parts or whether it's relationships. Whether it's a job or something you really, really want to be. If it ain't in the will of God,
right,
and it's going to take you to hell,
all right,
you need to grab that thing. And you need to do it with all seriousness and get rid of it. I found this very interesting that the Bible talks about the measurements of heaven, but it can't give us a measurement of hell. It tells you how high heaven is, how wide, how long, how deep. It tells you about the walls, and I'll tell you why. Because heaven's a set place, but every single minute hell's constantly tearing down and rebuilding bigger.
Right.
And it ain't like they're going to some place where they can, where people can get out of and make jokes about it.
Right.
It's eternity, friend.
Yes.
It's eternity.
Yes.
I don't want to waste time in Sparks, Nevada. I don't want a patty cake. And if the devil ain't going to patty cake about souls,
all right,
what a disadvantage that sometimes we patty cake around the truth and the devil's working every resource he has. If it takes sports, okay, all right, we'll give him sports. It's going to cost us this much for the kingdom of hell. I don't care. Give them whatever they need to not make it to heaven. Is it going to be money? Give them the money they need. Well, that's a lot of money. I don't care. Give them the money they need. Is it a relationship? All the friends they want in the world. That's a lot of people for one soul. I don't care. Give them all the friends they want in the world. What better feeling to have than to walk on streets of gold, hold your wife's hand, and she's holding on to your kids' hands. Look at each other and you say, we made it. We stayed out of hell. Look at the streets of gold. Look at the walls. That river they said that flows like crystal. Oh, the best part, look at the glory. Look at the light coming from the throne. Feeling in the world and to hear, well done,
well,
thou good and faithful servant.
Yeah.
Yeah. And on the flip side of that, what a devastating feeling it'd be to hear, I didn't even know you. Go spend eternity over there. What a tragedy to wake up someday in a burning hell with no bottom to it, and you're falling, and there's weeping, and there's gnashing of teeth, and there's no love, there's no joy, there's no peace, there's hatred, full of selfish people. And I'm going to tell you, the one thing they ain't going to be selfish about is their living relatives on this earth. Save my family.
Yeah.
I don't care if you gotta cry and preach. I don't care if you gotta sweat and preach. everything heaven and hell are rooting for is for your salvation.
Yeah.
Heaven's up there saying, come on, somebody. Come on, somebody, get saved. And hell's going, don't come here. Don't come here. I don't care whatever it takes. Don't come here. Listen to the man of God. And listen to the preacher. And listen to the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. And if you think the devil cares about you, the Bible says he's come to steal, to kill. You think he's going to stop at killing? He's come to destroy. When he's finished with it, it's just like you cut down a tree and you send the parts through the chipper. It's just a bunch of pieces of wood. I'm going to tell you, when I felt like this is what God wanted me to preach, I was like, God, that's going to slow down so much momentum. I'm telling you, I did not sleep last night until about 2:30 in the morning. God, I don't take this pulpit lightly. I don't take this mic lightly. Praying and fasting. God, what do you want me to preach? What's it going to take to save one soul from hell this morning? God, what's it going to take? I'm telling you, I could not escape. Preach on the danger of hell. God, what about all the revival? What about all the people in the Holy Ghost? Preach on the danger of hell. I ain't trying to be spooky or anything, okay? I'm just saying, I wrestled with this. I could not sleep. I'm telling you, my head was throbbing. And when I submitted, I said, okay, I'm going to preach on the danger of hell. Slept like a baby.